We shall never surrender.
One small step for man.
I have a dream.
Did all those famous people really utter those historic quotes? Or has someone been playing jiggery-pokery with the evidence? Professor Buzzkill sets the record straight on quote or no quote.
As we awake on December 7th, I'm reminded of the supposed reaction of the Japanese Admiral Isoroku Yamamoto when their attack on Pearl Harbor was completed in 1941. Pondering the reports of the successful attack, Yamamoto is reputed to have said, "I fear all we have done is awaken a sleeping giant and fill him with terrible resolve." Well, like so many dramatic quotes during times of war, this one is the product of dramatic scriptwriting, not a thoughtful leader's sobering analysis of wartime prospects. You see, the residue of the "awaken a sleeping giant" quote smells strongly of the screenwriter's typewriter ribbon. We first heard it in the 1970 film Tora, 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 uttered by that famous Japanese actor So Yamamura, with all the gravity that a quote laden with such obvious foreboding can hold. Allegedly, Richard Fleischer, the film's director, said that Elmo Williams, the film's producer, found the quote in Yamamoto's diary. And later, Williams, the producer, claimed that the real story was that Tora Tora Tora's screenwriter, Larry Forrester, took it from a letter that Yamamoto had sent to Admiralty headquarters back in Tokyo after the attack. This is classic passing-the-buck sourcing of a quotation or piece of evidence, and frankly, despite years of effort, no historian has ever been able to find this letter or a diary entry with this quote. But what's interesting is that in the years before Pearl Harbor, Yamamoto had spent a lot of time analyzing what would probably happen in a war against the United States and warning higher-ups about the difficulties Japan would have winning or even holding its own in such a war. He concluded that Japan might do well in the early months of such a war, but would be fighting a protracted rearguard war-by-retreat effort defensively back towards the Japanese mainland and ultimate defeat. In fact, another Yamamoto quote that you'll often see is this: "In the first 6 to 12 months of a war with the United States and Great Britain, I will run wild and win victory upon victory. But then, if the war continues after that, I have no expectation of success." That quote's regarded as genuine by historians. And in terms of predicting what would happen, both to Japan and to himself, Yamamoto was prophetic. For the rest of 1941 and in early 1942, the Japanese Imperial forces had impressive victories in China, the Philippines, Guam, Wake Island, and Singapore. Within 6 months, however, his worries about how the war in the Pacific would turn against the Japanese Empire proved well-founded. The power shift occurred after the Battle of Midway in June 1942, and the Japanese military started a long retreat towards their homeland. Yamamoto himself was killed when his plane was shot down by the American Air Forces over the Solomon Islands on April 18, 1943. The news of his death was taken very hard by the Japanese military at all levels, and morale suffered greatly. A Japanese search and rescue party found the downed plane and Yamamoto's body the day after the crash. The search party reported that Yamamoto was still in his seat at the crash scene. They found him sitting upright, but with his head bowed, as if asleep. Talk to you next week.